Among the Confederate statues that were taken down from their pedestals last week in Maryland were two of former Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney, one that had been standing on the front lawn of the State House in Annapolis, the other that had been at Baltimore's Mount Vernon place. WYPR's Rachel Bay takes a closer look at Taney's legacy.
Any discussion of Taney inevitably begins with the opinion he published in 1857 in Dred Scott versus Sanford.
It was an extremely polarizing ruling.
Tim Huebner is a history professor at Rhodes College and the author of a book about Taney's time on the court.
He was saying that African Americans had no rights under the U.S. Constitution. No rights that the white man was bound to respect.
The ruling overturned a federal law barring slavery in the West and helped set the country on a path toward civil war. Dred Scott came in the latter half of Taney's 28 years on the court and toward the end of a long career in public service. A devoted Marylander, he served in the General Assembly and as state attorney general. He later served in President Andrew Jackson's cabinet, first as acting Secretary of War, then Attorney General.
Jackson did not have a lot of elite supporters. Taney was one of the first, and that's how he rose to power.
Mark Graber, a law professor at the University of Maryland, says the second most important thing Taney did was help Jackson take down the Second Bank of the United States as Secretary of the Treasury.
He's the person who precipitated a crisis when two Secretary of the Treasuries refused to remove federal deposits from the National Bank. Taney became Secretary of the Treasury and he removed the deposits.
Graber says Taney's loyalty to Jackson in that episode likely led to his appointment to the Supreme Court. Huebner at Rhodes College says the appointment was highly contested.
Taney's reputation kind of goes up and down throughout history. And actually, at the time that he was nominated, he was a very, very controversial figure. He was seen as a sort of political hack who had been put on the court basically to try to carry out Jackson's will.
Martha Jones, a professor at Johns Hopkins University, says Taney's opinions helped shape the relationship between the federal government and the states. But Taney's opinions, both as attorney general and on the court, often hinged on race.
One of his earliest decisions as the attorney general of the United States turns on whether or not free African Americans are citizens, because there's a question about whether or not they can obtain federal licenses to pilot boats along the coastal waters of the United States.
She says Taney didn't believe it would be possible for multiple races to coexist in a democracy. He was a colonizationist, meaning he believed that free African Americans should be strongly encouraged or even paid to leave the United States.
The reason that no black person can be a citizen of the United States in an operational sense for Taney is that that would mean that they would have a claim to stay and would not be subject to colonization or removal.
Jones says Taney expressed regret about Dred Scott late in life, but not because he thought he had been wrong. He felt that his reasoning was misunderstood. He wrote a second Dred Scott opinion to explain his reasoning. It was published after his death. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.